In this portion of our Canoe Regatta interviews, I have the pleasure of speaking with Jeff Schultes, a local paddler who this year is being inducted into the Canoe Regatta Hall of Fame. Jeff, welcome.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
Good, thank you. And this interview, I think, is long overdue. You have been part of the General Clinton Canoe Regatta for so many years. Let's start with where it all began. How did you get started in the canoe racing and paddling?
Well, I would say it probably started when Rod Camp was a high school friend of mine. His father paddled a lot, and we got involved together, did youth races together way back when I was 12, 13 years old. And then it just developed into a little more than that, and we started traveling a little bit. And Al Camp kind of mentored me as years went on, yeah.
And so you were asked to get in a canoe race. What did you think?
Well, it was all totally new experience. The first boat we raced was a 13-foot-9 Cataract. We used 12-inch wide-ash paddles, and we had no idea really what we were getting ourselves into.
So 33 finishes later, sounds to me like you like a canoe race.
Well, yeah, definitely enjoy it. It really gives you a natural high. I love the competition. I like the camaraderie. You get to meet new people. It's a lot of fun.
Did you ever believe you'd get up to numbers like 33?
No, not looking back. I'm pretty sure after the first year when I finished, I never wanted to get in the 70 again. I definitely got out of the boat, and I felt so bad. I didn't know how anybody could ever finish another one. You had to let a few days go by, and then you start thinking about it again.
I've heard that so many times where people just say never again, and then a month later or even maybe the new year in January, you start thinking, I'm going to do it again.
That's definitely true, yes.
Now that you've had so many experiences on the river, do you ever think that maybe one year I'll just sit back and watch?
Well, that definitely happened. I took like 3 years off way back when my kids were growing up in high school. I coached for those 3 years, and it just took so much of my time. I just didn't have time to train, and I just didn't really want to just jump into 70 just for the sake of finishing it. When I go out there to do it, I want to do it at the best level I can.
You're one of the few people that have raced this event that can say they won the pro class of the General Clinton Canoe Regatta in 1981 with Bob Zavril. How did that feel when you won?
Well, it was a terrific feeling. First of all, I started with Bob in 1979. And it was definitely a learning curve. I jumped out of the aluminum class. I was going to step up to the amateur class, and I had a partner, and then things happened, and then Bob had a thing going on with his partner, and next thing I know, I got a call from Bob. So in 79, we did our first 70 together, and then it just grew from there.
In 33 finishes, do you have anything real special that stands out, other than maybe winning the pro class? Is there anything special?
Well, there's a couple of situations. My dad and I had always thought about we were going to paddle the race together. And he said, well, when are you going to get in the boat with me and do it? And I said, well, someday, Dad. We'll just go in and just have fun and do it. And he really didn't think that day was going to come. So he decided he was just going to take it upon himself. He was going to do the 70. So he did it with my brother-in-law. And it turned out to be quite a ordeal for him. They just went in the aluminum class with very little practice. One of the things that kept him going was we talked before the race, and he said, you know, I start at 6 o'clock, and you start at 8 o'clock. He says, where do you think you'll pass us? And I said, well, if you have a good day, you'll probably get off Goodyear Lake before we catch you. That kind of lit the fire under him, and he paddled pretty hard down through to Collierville, and that's where we finally passed him. And he said, you know, that's what kept me going that day.
Are there times when you're not doing the pro race way back when, or have you just always been in that competitive?
Well, I would say I've always been in that competitive mode. There was a situation 1 year I paddled with Bob Wissey, and Peter Heed and Paul Facto were paddling alongside of us. And we were about to get a pit, and we were coming off Goodyear Lake. We threw our jugs out. Peter saw us throw our jugs out, so he threw his jugs out. He thought he was getting a pit, but he wasn't. So we got back in. We had new jugs. He had none. Next thing you know, he's trying to figure out where he's going to get his next jugs. And he was running low on water, of course. So we offered water to him to help him continue in the race until he could get more water. So that's one of the more satisfying moments we ever had.
Someone doesn't have that water, that fuel.
Yeah, without water and food, you can't survive the 70.
Let's talk about the Hall of Fame. Second class this year. What was your reaction when you got the call?
Well, it's totally odd. It's quite an honor to be getting a call to say that you're accepted into Clinton Hall of Fame. I mean, it's one of the most prestigious races in the Northeast. And it's one of the races that anybody you know who goes out and trains, basically they're training to do the 70-miler, and that's why they spend all their time on the river. It's quite an honor.
I also want to ask you that in 33 years, you must have had lots of different partners.
Well, I actually, after I got accepted into the Hall of Fame, I went back and I kind of counted up every different partner I ever had in the 70s, and it turns out that I've had 11 different partners. So in 33 years, 11 different partners, two of which I did with more than 7 or 8 times. It's almost like a marriage. I mean, you want to make it work, so you both give a little, and basically that's how you make it work. So,
and you've met a lot of people from all over the country and beyond. You're paddling with Josh Schlafer from Connecticut this year, and how did that relationship come about?
Well, there was a pretty big story behind that one. I got ill back in 2009. I had major surgery. My doctor wasn't going to allow me to train for 6 weeks after the surgery. The partner that I did have wasn't sure if I was going to be able to paddle, so I said, well, listen, doctor's not giving me a release on being able to train. If you want to get somebody else, go ahead. I said, if I decide to do it, I'll just do it at a different pace this year. He got another partner. My son mentioned to me after I was feeling a lot better, I felt a lot better within 2 or 3 weeks, that his high school friend, Josh, wanted to paddle, and he said if I wanted to give him a call, he says maybe he'd be interested in doing it, and it grew from there.
So he's 32 years old.
Correct.
How many times have you paddled with Josh?
This will be our fourth time, I believe.
So he practices in Connecticut. You practice here.
Yes.
And then he comes back early enough for you both to check out the river?
That's another situation. Every race that we do, we seem to improve. And so the more races we get under our belt in the springtime, the better. The only problem is this year, we're only going to have one race before the 70. Our learning curve better be pretty quick. It does take time to get used to each other.
Now, you also have your own race that you started years ago.
Yeah. Originally, we were the Tri-Valley Canoe Club. And a few years later, we joined up with bikers in Oneonta. And we became the Upper Susquehanna Peddlers and Paddlers. And we used to hold two races a year. We used to hold one in the spring and one in the summer. I got to be too much to hold the one in the summer, so we just discontinued that one, and we continued to do the one in the spring. And the one in the spring is really great because it's really kind of a kickoff for the season.
Congratulations to you. Looking forward to seeing you at the awards ceremony for the Hall of Fame for the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. Well-deserved, 33 finishes, pro title, 2 men's comp cruising masters titles, and just being part of this event for so many years. Well-deserved. We're excited for you this year, Jeff.
Well, thank you very much, Craig.
New Regatta Hall of Fame inductee, Jeff Schultes. For Canoe Regatta 2013, I'm Craig Stevens on WCDO.